At Sephora, we know how you love to use makeup, skincare, hair care, and fragrances that work for you, but also how important it is to be in the know about the ingredients that are in them, which is why we created Clean at Sephora. Curated products from brands like Merit, Amika, Summer Fridays, and Fleur that have everything you want, minus certain ingredients you might not. Clean at Sephora is only at Sephora. Shop now at Sephora.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to the, I'm just going to turn that off. Hi everyone, I'm using my phone to do the thing. You know what, I like the music. Today's episode, I don't have a keyboard, and it's because the state of California won't allow Rod near a keyboard. And I said, Rod, they're talking about a computer, about the stuff you do online. And he goes, I know, I need to play it safe, so don't bring the keyboard. I go, I hear you loud and clear. And then also Witt's here, and... how tall are you?
6'2".
Interesting.
Damn, you're 6'2"?
Yeah, thanks, man.
That's the podcast. Or the podcast intro.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought maybe we were done already.
Rod, your hair looks really good right now.
I parted it down the middle.
Don't we have to sit in a line?
I like it better. Clay's blocking Rod out right now, so I don't have to get pissed.
Everyone's like, you're like 90 degrees.
We're perfectly in a straight line right now.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Clay, and Rod is sitting behind Clay.
I guess it'll be a 40-foot wait.
In a way that makes it to where I can't see Rod at all.
Yeah. Over here.
But Rod, your hair looks like kind of straighter than normal. It's like...
I did brush it.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
I don't usually brush my hair.
And what did it feel like to brush your hair today?
It was nice. It's honestly, I should do it more often.
It's flatter.
Yeah, and I just washed it too. I took a shower and washed it.
Oh, they have shampoo and gel?
Yeah, shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, that's nice of them.
Clay, when's the last time you brushed your hair?
Other day, I started doing it.
Because it feels good.
Yeah, it feels good on the scalp.
Yeah, that's why I do it too.
I don't think it feels good.
But you're one of those people who's like, don't touch me!
Prison comb.
So I don't like to be touched, that is true.
Rod doesn't like to be touched because he gets horny.
Yes.
He knows what happens.
Oops, I'm horny.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying that's why, but I just don't like...
Well, it's like, don't show me one buffalo wing because I'm going to want to eat them all.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, don't show me one touch because I'm going to want all the touches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need all those touches.
I'm going to need all those touches now.
Oh, yeah. I love being touched. That's what Rod says.
Wait, hold on. What grade are you in?
I don't like to be touched.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, because you love being touched. That's why you don't like being touched.
Oh, yeah.
You agree to that?
I don't think so.
All right, cops are on their way. I call the cops on Rod. For our listeners, like, in case y'all are ever worried about us, me and Clay,
mm-hmm.
just know that I'll have the cops on speed dial, and I'm ready.
It's called
the
speed button. You have the keychain that has a single button on it.
Yeah.
And you're always really close to it.
What if the cop's phone... What if the police station, the cop's phone didn't ring it? It just went, help! Help! Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
It's weird. You didn't really laugh. Rod sort
of laughing. I was laughing inside my head. I was laughing so loud. I was...
Well, like, we need to practice our podcasting. Like, what are some other funny things that it might say? Free donut. For donuts on the way.
Wait. I'm confused now.
How did that confuse you?
No, wait. So you call...
What was the confusion
You call
there?
The cops?
And well, when I'm in trouble, I call the cops and their phone rings and it doesn't ring normal. It goes, help!
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But sometimes other things, you know, when they get...
It's not like a ring back
tone. When a cop
gets
called saying its paycheck is on the way, their phone doesn't ring. Their phone goes, guess what? Lots of donuts coming your way. Because when a cop sees money, it's just basically they see donuts.
Right.
I think cops usually get donuts for free.
Okay. Well that's this exercise is really not working
right
as well. What are some other things that? I know some things.
Yeah, I don't think we've. Yeah.
Oh, y'all
I think
don't
we just
get
scratched
it?
The surface of this.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Okay. I know some things.
Okay.
When cops, when a friend, a cop who is a friend, calls another cop, the phone doesn't ring. It oinks. Because that's just, cops understand how pigs talk because they're pigs.
Do you like how the weather was getting colder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
It's finally getting to be winter in LA. It was summer.
It was winter for a second, and then it was summer.
Yeah.
And all my plants died. See if you'll see there, that plant's dying. That plant has some dead leaves up there.
Yeah.
That plant's dripping like sap.
Wait, was that plant that in the doggy vase? Is that always?
No, that's always.
Don't cough right now.
Sorry.
It's political climate. Is that, was that ever alive?
No.
Okay. Why are you bringing it in your house, you fool?
I don't know.
I think it looks nice.
Thanks,
even
Rod.
Though it's dead.
Thanks, Rod.
Well, Rod's twisted.
Rod is twisted, man.
I have a sick, twisted mind. I can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah, Rod, you look good. Clay, you both look good.
Okay.
And thank you. That's so nice. You look great, Whit.
Thank you. Why?
I mean, you got your winter clothes on. You're looking cozy. Thank you. Got your nice jacket. You got your... What do they call those jackets?
I don't know. Make this noise. What'd that sound like, Clay?
Sound like piss. You like that character?
Yeah.
It sound like piss guy?
Mm-hmm.
I do like him. He's a nice character.
Yeah.
I think he could probably be recurring.
Did you know that when they made the movie Castaway, this is the dream, dude.
Okay.
They made Castaway. They shot for bunch of months. Okay. 2-3 months. Then they took a year off,
right?
So that Tom Hanks could get really skinny.
Okay.
Then they shot the rest of the movie.
You're getting too fat, dude. You need to fucking calm down.
Wouldn't that be a dream? When's the last time you watched that movie?
I don't know if I've seen it all the way through.
That shit is good.
I don't remember the last time I saw it.
Holy hell, that movie's like watching a...
Yes.
A
movie or
it's
something.
Like watching a good thing that makes you feel relaxed.
Have you thought about watching the new Tom Hanks? He's got a robot
and a dog.
What's that called?
Robot
Finch?
And dog movie.
Yeah, isn't that crazy that there's a movie right now where Tom Hanks has a pet robot and a pet dog, and no, we don't know anything about it.
I've seen the billboards.
Billboards are everywhere. Same with that. My friend's a shrink or something.
Oh yeah,
I don't even know
my neighbor. My friend the shrink.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, but
that Tom Hanks billboard looks like the fakest movie I've ever seen.
Looks like a video game.
Doesn't look...
All the Apple TV shit kind of looks like that. But what's going on in the world today where we got all these movie stars and things and nobody knows what it is? There's a movie on Netflix starring The Rock and Ryan Reynolds. It's called something Red Notice or something.
Right.
Never even heard of this shit.
Those movies always existed.
They said it was like a...
These Redbox movies come out online now.
I don't think that's a Redbox, though.
No, because on Netflix was like, this is the most popular movie we've ever made.
They say that about every movie.
Yeah,
they
say
release,
that.
Though.
They lie a lot. Like,
what it is they just like put their newest movie on the front page.
You have to watch 3 seconds of it.
Yeah. It's the same like that, no offense to whoever made this, but that Family Vacation, not Family, it's like... Wedding Vacation movie.
Well, we're Wedding Vacation Friends.
Something like
vacation
that.
Vacation
yeah.
Friend.
No, wait, Wedding Vacation
Yeah. Friends. They said that was the most streamed comedy movie of all time.
Damn.
Like, I've never talked to a person who's even seen it. Yeah. You could just say anything with streaming. Let's get rid of this shit, dude. I've been playing this Batman game again on hard.
Oh, so you're doing stuff you already done before.
Yeah, but now it's hard, okay. So I can't get shot or else I die.
Okay.
That sucks.
If I get shot one solid shot, I'm dead.
Imagine if that was like real life. That would suck.
In the trailer, doesn't Batman get shot a few times?
In the movie?
In the newest trailer?
Yeah, they sort of...
Bullets are going everywhere.
They blow the load too much on that show.
Yeah.
I think you save that one time and you don't even put it in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't put it in the trailer. Make it
a fun...
You
do it once.
Make it a fun thing we all get excited about.
Yeah. You know who I want to see in these new movies? Clayface.
I agree. I think Clayface would be good in...
Clay's dancing right now. Sorry, Clay. I'm not talking about you.
No, I'm sorry. Let me sit down now.
What do you think Clayface would be cool in a movie?
Clay Tatum?
No, the character Clayface. He's an actor who gets in a car wreck and he puts some chemicals onto his face to try to fix his scars and it turns him into a freak.
Turns into a Clayface.
Yeah, wasn't that the first character to go to it? Instead of this Catwoman.
Well, it's Riddler is the main bad guy.
Riddler.
Yeah, but they don't go back to Riddler all the time. They always go back to Catwoman.
Catwoman's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
I want to see Man Bat.
And Penguin is in it.
Penguin in it?
Not to get Clay all riled up, but I want to see Man Bat.
Now, Man Bat would be good. Oh, wait, are you talking about Morbius?
Your head into something, dude? It's no. Batman.
No, it's Man Bat. There's a Man Bat. And I just was helping find the serum to help him in the game.
I think you're helping yourself find your way up to back on your feet because you did a nasty fall, and now you think it's called Man Bat.
No, Man Bat's a different guy.
We've been over this. Man Bat is a doctor who wants to cure his deafness.
No. You're confusing with you need to see a doctor.
No.
No,
Clay, and you're basically being deaf.
Honestly,
because you're not listening.
Honestly, Man Bat is kind of his story, kind of similar to Dr. Connor,
kind of similar to that Batman. Wouldn't you say?
But cooler.
You think he's cooler than the lizard?
Yeah, because he's in Batman.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
What the fuck is a Morbius? Please explain this to me. It seems like a Batman DC character, but he's in the Spider-Man world. Can you explain this to me?
Yeah, so Morbius is like a guy, Dr. Morbius, right?
Yeah,
he's like a
Phil
guy
Morbius.
Who's like sick, really sickly.
Uh-huh.
He does something with bats.
Yeah, he uses bat blood.
And it turns him into a superhuman.
We can't be doing that.
Turns him into a
Batman.
That's Batman
stuff.
That's exactly what Man-Bat does.
Well, Man-Bat uses bat stuff, DNA, to try.
Were y'all around a place that just mopped or something? Like, why are you guys both having?
Hey, you know I'm slipping, slapping all over the place, and I'm not going to deny that. But Man Bat is real.
Man Bat is real.
I showed you a toy of Man Bat.
You show me Batman toys all the time. Anywho, can we get back to Morbius?
Okay, well, Morbius.
What world is he in?
Spider Man.
Okay, now is he a villain in the Spider Man world?
Antihero.
Sort of antihero. He's got a pig nose.
He's like a
bat nose, I guess.
He's like a Venom. How he's kind of, he's like a, you don't really know. And yeah. He has to eat people sometimes, I think.
Well, I mean, that's everybody.
Where would I see
what?
Him? Where would I see him before? In like a cartoon?
In the cartoon he was in that.
Yeah, he's in the 90s cartoon.
Is he like really pale?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like kind of bluish.
So is Blade.
Make him pale in the, I guess he's.
He probably does become pale in the movie.
You know what
movie.
He looks like in the movie?
Jared Leto.
He looks like a man.
Well, that's Jared Leto.
And is that? Do they fail on something, or is he supposed to look like a man?
Is it? I agree. He looks like a Guitar Center employee
mm-hmm.
who's also a scientist. I think. Is it weird? What does it mean if when I see like actors?
He looks like a Guitar Center employee and also a guitar player. Go off.
Yeah. When I see an actor who's got like. Long, really combed long hair and like a nice ponytail.
Uh-huh.
And but he's like a scientist or something. I get there's something about it doesn't feel right with me. What does that say about me?
Your long hair and
it's the same with skaters. I hate it when a skater has like long hair and a kind of a ponytail.
Oh, because you have gang. If you don't know, Wit has strict ginger lines.
Yeah.
Do you think it is the ponytail that gets you though?
It is. It's and this is a girl or boy thing. I straight up hate how a ponytail looks when a skater has a ponytail, and I don't like it in a movie. It always makes me think, oh, that actor just didn't want to cut his hair.
Oh, right.
To be like a dorky, sickly scientist. But you know,
I mean, I guess
maybe
I'm
wrong. Maybe he likes, yeah, I don't know, 21 Pilots or something.
Which one's 21 Pilots?
They're the Guitar Center employee band.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I think okay. They literally met each other working at Guitar Center.
You remember the band Chickenfoot?
Yeah.
No. Aren't they like a super group?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You got Sammy Hagar. You got...
And you have other people, too.
I think Greg Kinnear's in there.
Yeah.
And that's like your dad's favorite band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know what a Chickenfoot is.
Yeah, I bet you he does when it's on the grill.
Exactly.
I thought your dad did like chicken foot.
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he has it on his iPad somewhere. Maybe it might come up in a shuffle.
Yeah, might come up in a shuffle. But yeah, you know, I'll watch Morbius.
Yeah, I'll watch it too. I'm just confused by it.
I mean, the thing with the AMC stubs, I'll watch any crap.
What Same. If a superhero was just a guy? Like, I like that idea for...
Here's a dog.
Batman.
There's a dog in your backyard.
There's a dog
Wit.
In your backyard.
What does it look like?
It's kind of like a pit bull.
Oh, that's my neighbor's dog.
Yeah. That's the dog who peed in my house when I first moved here.
No, that's right. He's looking for his friend.
Yeah.
Looking for a pee spot.
Yeah.
You know, once they pee, they go, this is now my pee spot, and it will forever be my pee spot.
This is where I'm going to piss. So, that's how I feel about my toilet.
Me too. I have the same thing. I first moved into my one bedroom, and I peed in the toilet, and I go, I like this. I think this is where I'm going to piss.
This is nice.
I'm going to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. This is my main spot.
Have I ever told the pee spot story about my friend on the podcast?
Four or five.
Yeah, many times. You tell it again. Mm. It's a fun story.
Oh, now I feel shameful.
Yeah. I don't know why you don't remember this.
Because I tell that story all the damn time. Why? How would I remember where I've told it?
It's a really good story. It's funny.
Yeah.
What? My friend used to take me to the closet, and he would pee there, and he was really proud of that. He would pee on the stains he would make on the carpet in the closet.
He was the original. You want to see my stains.
Well, he'd wake in the middle of the night. I would wake up and he'd go, "Hey, guy, you want to go to the spot?" And I go, "What?" And he goes, "Come on, let's go to the closet. Let's go look at the spot."
Just imagine you already knew, like you already knew what he meant by that.
I did. Eventually, I was like, yeah, he's going to take me to his piss spot. And I would drop trowel and
you piss whiz
right there every now and again. Yeah.
Hey, if someone shows me a piss spot, I think it's rude not to
give this a shot.
First, man. Yeah.
I guess I'll pee here, too.
And he had a toilet about 15 feet away.
If my friend does it, I'll do it, too.
Yeah.
And he had a toilet.
About 15 feet away, yeah.
He had a toilet. It's called fucking a carpeted closet is what it's called.
Yeah.
I wonder, at some point in his life, his parents must have found his piss spot, right?
They must have.
Because it has to stink, like piss.
I'd have been so bummed out. Ugh. If I found out my 6-year-old boy was pissing on the carpet.
Well, you know what I had? I had a gack spot.
Oh, yeah.
I had a spot in my closet where I accidentally stepped on some gack, and then I tried to use the gack to get some of it off. It's just more gack was there, and it hardened, and it was like a little gack spot. But it was in my closet.
You're just leaving that gack, yeah.
Yeah, so I had a little gack spot.
I remember being a kid.
And what I meant by, and what I, gang, if you don't know what gack is, it's your nut.
Yeah, that's where you nut.
Oh, nut spot. Yeah, nut Clay spot. Would
jack off, and you go, one more nut, and then you run to the closet.
He'd go put it in the one spot.
Yeah.
My gack spot.
First time I got gack was for Christmas or something, or my birthday when I was like 5.
Yeah.
And at that same day, I got Jumanji board game.
Uh-huh.
I loved the movie. It had just come out. And I was playing with the gack. It was a blast. And I was like, let's give this Jumanji game a shot. And I got my pals, my brother and cousins.
You couldn't wait for the centerpiece to light up all green and stuff.
Yeah. And they were playing it. They're all 5 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Having a great time, and I just didn't have a goddamn clue. And then the whole time, I was like, we got to be pretty careful with this, right, guys? I mean, you guys seem to be really having a good time, and I can't read or nothing, but we got to really take it easy here, guys. We don't want to get sucked into this thing.
Yeah, you're going to want to not get sucked
in. I like the idea that some kid saw the movie, saw everything that happened. Then they brought the game home, and he, in his mind, he thinks that will happen to him. And his first thought is, damn, I might give it a try.
Yeah, that's, well, I wasn't going to give it. Dude, I was the type of kid to where if Pennywise did show up, I was very well aware of the Pennywise It movie. If he showed up in my gutter, he was like, hey, boy, come over here. There's Doc. I'd go, ooh, Pennywise, I don't know, man. You bite people's arms off.
You're talking about the clown and not Fletcher and the gang.
Yeah. Same deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Fletcher showed up in my gutter. You know, Fletcher, ooh, boy. Pennywise, man, I don't know. You bite kids' arms off.
Some fly sunglasses. What are those sunglasses called?
I think they're called fly.
Black flies?
Black flies? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I probably would have talked to Pennywise.
Do you think so? I mean, I guess it's... So if you go over and you talk to him, that means you're not scared,
well,
right?
I didn't want him to feel bad.
So, but if you're not scared of him, it's okay?
Here's my problem. Georgie didn't seem too scared.
Who's Georgie?
Georgie's the boy.
He's the one that dies first.
Oh, in the sewer?
Yeah. He didn't seem too scared.
No, it's a clown, dude. Clowns are supposed to make you laugh. And
yeah. And there's... There's like in the original movie, there's a little blonde girl behind a bunch of like drying laundry, and she's like giggling at the clown.
Mm-hmm. She's having a fun time.
And then he eats her. I'm like, this does not line up with your fucking. You feed off fear, man.
Did you ever go to your first comedy show, standing up and going, "Where's the clown?" Yeah.
You know the clowns, like the Dr. Brown clowns? We should just take a class and then take it really seriously until we're able to do a show with them and then just dress as like a clown with our like in a red nose.
We have a tiny little bar.
Yeah. Splashing each other with pies.
Oh, what were you expecting?
Yeah.
Yeah, we learned all about clowning and now we're ready.
I just want to like meet one guy who like the funniest thing in the world to them is a clown.
Yeah. He's a screaming laughing. Look at those shoes. They're so big.
What does a clown even do? Balloon animals and mm-hmm. squeeze a little horn?
Yeah, they do like kind of like little magic tricks.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think they you're thinking of a magician.
No, I think they do like a, they do like the balloon animals and there's like little magic tricks involved.
Oh, you're thinking of like a small magician.
No, yeah. like sleight of, just like kind of sleight of hand magic.
You're thinking what you're thinking of is a clown like doing balloon stuff and a magician steps in front of him and does magic.
And then maybe the clown falls over.
That's funny.
Really funny.
That is funny.
Yeah. Hi everyone, my name's Dan, I'm a clown, and I'm going to fall over for about 15 minutes.
I mean, honestly, as a kid, that there ain't nothing funnier than a person falling over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even now it's still pretty good.
Yeah, well, we all went to the Hollywood.
Don't even lie, dude. Tell us where we went, because I was fucking fed up with that place.
Oh, yeah, we went to the AFI Film Festival to see Red Rocket,
mm-hmm.
the new film.
Yeah.
From Sean Baker, starring Simon Rex.
As Davey Havoc?
What's that?
It's Davey Havoc?
Yeah.
Lead singer of the festival.
He does a festival, yeah. AFI.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know what's crazy? This has happened to me every time I've ever gone to AFI. It's all inside the Chinese theater.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not.
It's not actually.
When's the last time you went to Man's Chinese?
And you like theater? Walked into the actual theater?
There's like a theater like behind the Man's
there's
Chinese.
There's like a multiplex
behind. And above.
Yeah. When's the last time you actually saw something in there?
I know we've seen something in there, but I haven't.
We saw the Wolverine movie.
Which one? Logan?
No, not Logan. It was
Wolverine
one.
Origins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so that's the only time I've ever been in there then. Where did we see...
I do remember that.
Man, Rod, you lived here then?
Yeah, yeah. That was like...
Right when you moved
pretty
here.
Pretty early, yeah.
Holy shit, we went all the way there to see that movie.
Yeah.
Was that the one where the helicopter...
Yeah.
It had really bad special effects, I remember.
Yeah. Did we see Spread in there?
I think we saw Spread at that complex. It was like up and
so,
behind.
So what is the Chinese theater even like on the inside? I don't have any memory of just walking into that either. Theater.
It was like huge,
or
right?
being able to walk into that theater.
I just feel like it was a huge movie theater.
I wish we could go.
I was like, fucking Red Rocket inside of that. It's going to be fucking sick. And then I just knew we were going to go to the fucking multiplex.
You go up there and it's like one that has like 12 seats.
Well, it was a big theater, and it was pretty packed. We sat in like the third row.
Well, we weren't supposed to.
Somebody took our seats.
Remember the parking thing, too?
Yeah, I had to pay $20 for parking, even though they said parking was free, but then that, I don't know where that parking garage is.
That's a mess.
But
did you at least go to Dave and Buster's?
No, we didn't. I don't know why we didn't.
I was telling Whit we should combine two stores and do a Barnes & Noble and Dave and Buster's.
That'd be really nice.
Dave's and Noble?
I still feel like Buster will be the odd man out.
Dave's and Noble, crew. Barnes and... Which one am I missing?
Barnes and Buster?
Barnes and Buster.
You know, you definitely got Barnes, Noble, and Dave all hanging together, and then Buster's over there doing crazy stuff with a hula hoop.
Probably shitting on the floor, slipping on the shit, and landing on his head.
And the other guys are having a nice meal. And Buster's like, what about this stuff? What about this stuff? Whoa! Look at this long spatula. Wow!
What's the brown stuff? That's my shit. Whoop!
Uh-oh, now I'm hungry. And he eats. He shits and eats it.
Wait, why is he gonna shit and eat it?
He's funny. That's
he's
why.
Funny. He's a clown.
Oh, Buster's a Buster clown.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he's cool, man.
Studies clowning in Los Angeles.
All right, this movie's gonna be really hard to explain because.
Because it's not even out yet. We can't well, even spoil
it. I don't know when it comes out, but it's mostly hard to explain because it's triggering for Rod.
Oh, yeah, big time.
So Simon Rex is really good in this movie, and he plays a very convincing...
Okay, we're not going to spoil anything. You don't
what is Simon Rex from?
I don't know.
He's from Scary Movie.
Scary Movie 3?
Really? Or something, yeah.
Yeah, and he's somehow famous. He's very famous to some people. Like to CJ, he's very famous to him. And to,
no, of course.
To Whitney, Clay's wife.
Yeah.
Very famous to her.
She liked Andy Milne Knuckles a lot, and then they had a rap group together with Riff Raff.
Oh, that's right. He's a... What is that thing called?
Three Loco.
Yeah, Three Loco.
Yeah, so he's a porn star who...
Rod, sit down.
So who returns to his hometown on the Gulf Coast in Texas to get his shit together. Seems like he's burned some bridges. And he just goes on a journey trying to get his shit together.
Yeah.
And mostly in financial kind of ways. And I'm telling you, this movie's a thrill ride. It's reminiscent of like an old kind of Bob Rafelson movie that wouldn't really... It's like this kind of movie doesn't really exist anymore.
Who did you just say?
Like a Five Easy Pieces kind of 70s movie about a guy just sort of wandering around being kind of charming and sketchy. And
like Shampoo.
Yeah, Shampoo. Yeah. It just, man, it felt good. There's no real...
You know what my favorite part was?
What?
Being fucking 4 feet away from the screen.
And yeah, if someone walks one side, you got to turn your whole head. I didn't think they made theaters like that anymore.
No, I know. I think like new the movie fuck? Theaters, they don't... You can even sit in the first row and it's like not terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AMC, the fucking Americana AMC, you can sit front and center. You can sit far left, front row. See the whole
movie. Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
But old movie theaters, you sat in the front, it's a terrible experience.
Oh, yeah. That's how I watched Batman and Robin.
Why was that even an option?
That's how I would watch movies as a kid. You'd go to the front.
Why?
Because I wanted the biggest screen.
Well,
that's insane. That's probably what happened to why you got a glitch in your brain.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're rude. It's not a crazy glitch. It just makes you really horny all the time.
I call that a crazy glitch.
I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Rod rips his pants all the time with bone because he gets a boner and it pops through his pants. It's like a cartoon when they get bonked on the head and the big welt goes through their hair. That happens with Rod and his boner.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, Rod. That means you got a good strong one. But you always got a hole right in the center of your crotch.
Yeah.
I do have to be careful. Through.
I got to be careful of my holes.
Yeah.
Anyway. Dude, I took a fucking nap today. It wrecked me. God damn.
What time?
Well, I woke up at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, but what time did you take a nap at?
It wasn't really a nap. I went back to sleep around 8.
Oh.
And slept for an hour, and I woke up from that nap, and I was like, fuck, I fucked my day up.
Oh. Did you drink coffee at 5?
Uh-huh. And then I drank coffee again after I fucking...
How many cups of coffee are you drinking?
I just 2. So okay. That's one more than I normally do.
Damn, that's a lot of self-control.
How many cups of coffee are you drinking?
I'm drinking the whole big French press. Hey,
come on, dude.
Can you drink a whole big French press?
Or I'm like, and I get an email and I'm like, want to fucking kill myself because I have so much anxiety about responding to it. And then I realize that, oh, it's just because I'm all fucking jacked up.
And all you have to do to reply is, yep, cool with me. That works out for me.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
How much coffee you drink?
I usually need maybe like a cup and a half.
Cup and a half, right? At least 2 cups.
So you're wasting a half a cup.
Well, I mean, I do like a pour over. So it's just as I just
pour is not over, Rod. Just because you have a job doesn't mean you have to say that
no,
poor people
no,
are over.
I'm just doing a single cup of coffee. Doing a big.
That's
cup.
What I was saying. I thought you were talking about coffee. Well, you're talking about he brought fine. Class into it.
Yeah.
No.
Everything's about class with Rod. He chanted, "Pour is over."
Where the fuck was I? I guess that nap really did fuck me up.
Yeah.
I took a nap, too.
What? In how long?
Probably like an hour.
And then you woke up, took a shower, and brushed your hair?
I had not to bring class into it, but your That's what. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I know what you mean.
What the hell? I don't really know what you mean.
We got to talk about this social media shit because I'm not doing it anymore. I'm sorry.
I'm off. Well, I haven't.
Yeah, you guys have both stopped.
I have only desktop, and even that's fucking too much. Put my fucking computer down. It's just like, I follow, sorry if I follow you, I don't follow anyone interesting. They don't do shit that interests me. So, like, I'm just, y'all wasting my time, and I'm probably wasting your time whenever I post, too, so I'm part of the problem here.
Yeah, I'm the same.
But, like, what am I expecting, like, for people to upload? What do I want to see?
Yeah, what do you want to see?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know either. I'm not supposed to see all this shit. I'm not supposed to see what's going on in everybody's lives.
I just want to talk to my friends online.
Well, you have a different healthy relationship with it.
I'm scrolling nonstop, and it's like someone's like, hey, guess what? I'm on a walk. And I go, I don't care.
Wait, that's what I'm tweeting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm doing.
That's why sometimes I karate chop you when I see you. I had to get back on it today, though, to post a couple times.
Dude, just post on desktop, dude. I don't know why.
You can't post on a desktop.
I think you can now.
They just changed it so you can.
Oh.
But it's hard to get, because then you have to get all their stuff off your phone, onto your computer, and then post on there.
I have to fucking promote all this tour. Listen, hey, listeners, if you're in San Francisco, please buy tickets to my show on the 5th of December. It'll be good. Also, all the other shows.
But San Francisco especially?
San Francisco is bleak. Let's just say that the size of the room compared to the people who are coming to the show is bleak.
No, it's still early.
So get those tickets.
I'll come out and I'll see you there.
I'll go too.
When was the last time we all went to San Francisco?
Let's all go to San Francisco. How would we all go to San Francisco?
Huh?
That would be fun. Yeah, y'all come. I'll come to San Francisco. All y'all, and just get tickets to all the shows. But I had to get on there to promote all that shit. And they took away my swipe of my link sticker thing for a day.
Why?
I don't know.
Didn't they just add like a link thing for everybody? Like everyone can post the link now?
Oh, well, I didn't have it yesterday, and now I got it today. I heard that they are taking it away from people who are abusing it.
What the fuck? Where were you taking people?
I don't know. Maybe I was using it too much. I don't know. But anyway.
Sending people to porno.com.
Rod, so you guys...
What's your Instagram?
Whitmer Thomas.
Rod, if you just not direct me straight to porn.com, I'm going to beat your ass.
Oh, it's porno.com.
Porno.com, sorry.
So, Rod, that leaves you to run our social media.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it.
We've both done it.
I'll do it.
Rod, if you post an image and it gets below 100... You're getting your ass fucked.
But that kind of stuff, I don't care about how many people like it. I just know you have to post.
We do.
We do, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
the quality's got to be there.
Listen,
man.
I know the quality of the art, the art direction went down when I started doing it, because I'm not a Photoshop guy like Clay.
Yeah, but those don't do well. Those are not.
No, we just need to do posts when we do have a show come out.
Okay, Rod.
We need
all
to post
right.
four times a week.
Rod,
four times
you're
a
yelling
week,
and it's hurting
and they
my
need
ears.
To be personal. And they need if with
personal
me,
posts.
As far as me, they need.
You
to
don't
be,
need a personal post from Rod. I'm telling you that much right now. We'll get kicked off the freaking.
I definitely
internet.
Don't post that much on Instagram, but I'll try my best.
They need to feel personal and desperate.
That's why Whit was perfect for the job.
Yeah. That's the new brand, is personal and also desperate.
And the first one that doesn't, it gets less than 100 likes.
That, dude, you're getting,
that means you get a karate chop.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right in the front of the neck.
I already get so many karate chops. I don't know if I could handle anymore.
What is the limit of, like, I remember when I posted something that got 100 likes on Instagram, I was like, what the fucking hell? This is crazy. But I remember way back, like early days Instagram, nobody liked anything, and it was maybe you got 11 likes on something.
Oh,
like,
dude, I remember when it changed over from just a list of all the people who liked it to the actual number.
Yeah,
and then likes. I was like,
yeah, that was the good stuff. That's what you needed.
I would look at Instagram once a week.
I remember my first post had went over.
What was it?
I downloaded every fast food app and put it on a page, and I screenshot it, and. That one
is all no turning back.
And it was viral.
It was 11 likes, and it was fucking viral back then.
You remember when you photoshopped that us in like Variety saying Power Violence gets a 4-show deal with Hollywood International and Skydive Films or something?
Mm-hmm.
And people just thought it was real and congratulated us.
That felt good. That was really nice.
It's actually, yeah, it felt really nice. People saying good job to me.
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
Good old days, dude.
Remember when I posted, whenever it was, to promote my special, that like all these celebrities had commented on it on Twitter?
The fuck? I don't remember that.
And then I posted, it was like Rihanna, Paul McCartney, Bono, Forrest Gump.
Yeah. I do remember that. Do you remember that? Yeah. People were like, what the hell?
People were like, holy shit.
Forrest Gump said that?
My brother was so stoked. And I was like, Johnny, dude, it's not real, man.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man. I was like, Forrest Gump's not real, dude.
Can I tell you something, though?
Huh.
People do post shit like that all the time.
But real, though.
Yeah. Remember people, I don't want to name names, but people out here having a general meeting with someone that they like and fucking flaunting it online?
Yeah.
We don't talk about general meetings on the site.
I mean, sometimes I don't know if it's lame or what to do these, all the reposts.
What's a repost?
When people say nice stuff about you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you have one thing that comes out, and then you open the story, and the lines are so small, they're just dots, and you know.
I always just skip right by that.
I go, okay. Or you do a show, and it's just like, things that you get tagged in, and there's just the blur. They get blurrier the more you go through the story.
You just kind of keep going, and
I'll post it if it's actually something that I'm like, ooh, people need to see that.
That looks cool.
It's enticing because you go like, oh, that's the thing that I did. I can post it and it'd be like, hey, see, I did a thing.
Yeah.
But once you're on your fourth one, people need to step in and go, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, you can't be doing more than four.
Find the good ones, and then that's it.
Yeah. You can't be doing more than four or five of those things.
That's all that, but that's why my Instagram is garbage right now, because all my stories is a blurry photo of someone getting tagged on a show that they were at, and you don't even see the bit. You just see that they were on stage, and it's like it's a picture of a picture of a picture.
I mean, that's the important thing to see, is that they were on stage.
That is true.
I did something.
Here I am. I did something.
I'm working, doing the work.
Dude, but some people are so fucking good at Instagram, like engaging and shit. They'll like comment on, you see, like there's always people who just like comment on every single post that's on the feed. I'm not doing it.
No.
Okay.
But then anybody I think is cool, they don't even look at their DMs. They don't look at nothing.
Not ever?
I don't think so, man. Cool people, they're not liking away, commenting shit, going through their archived messages.
Yeah.
Dude. They're not doing that because they're cool. They're smoking cigs on the balcony.
Damn.
They're being cool guys, listening to jazz.
That does sound cool.
Wearing a backwards hat. They're not fucking... Instagram makes me feel crazy and desperate. And I'm already, my personality in my daily life, and I can't be having that on the internet.
Dude. Your fan's favorite thing to do is to gaslight you by literally any picture of a guy with brown hair sending it to you and going,
or blonde.
Or blonde.
Or even black, like Robert Smith.
Sure. And then it's going, hey, found you online today.
This looks exactly like you. And it's like, someone sent me Robert Smith the other day. This looks like Whitmer Thomas, or they like tagged me in it. Like, dude, that doesn't look like me.
Well, but you're a big fan.
I mean, that's the coolest person anybody's ever said I looked like. But I guess that's just, I don't know. The worst is this one soccer player who just looks like a skeleton with a couple like Tommy Pickles hairs, like Doug Funny hairs poking out of the center of his head. And like a huge smile and eyes that are so far back in his skull that he just might as well not have them.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, this is Whitmer Thomas. So many people.
Oh, more than just one person?
No, I'd say like seven.
Damn.
That one hurt. There's one picture of Gary Busey that I posted today, actually.
Yikes.
That people tag me in all the time, and I can see it. But I only see it if, like, I'm making a certain style of face.
Yeah, which you do. You actually do a lot.
I need to stop making these faces is the thing.
But it's, I think it's a nice.
Well,
part
you
of
keep
your
on
act.
Doing the thing where I have a dynamite idea for a bit. Why don't I open my mouth as wide as I can and just scream?
And then, of course, the picture people are going to be taking pics of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's my opening joke now, is that I scream. Well, I don't scream. I like do a crazy laugh.
Oh, is this your donkey bit where you get on all fours and you pretend? Then you go, you go, this is what a donkey does, everyone.
Dude, there's a guy at the gym. There's a guy at the gym this morning who was, every time he would do a weight, he'd like press up, he'd go,
fuck. I gotta go.
Oh, God. And we were looking at him like, Jesus, fucking, this guy, no, he sounds like he's about to nut. He had bright silver headphones on, like, that go all the way around your head, and a Raiders of the Lost Ark hat.
Uh-huh. Wait, the fuck?
Yeah, man. My guy was getting his nut for sure.
He sounds cool as hell.
He was, but he's a straight up, I guess there's always one guy who kind of sounds like they're getting it in their nut. And I've been to 3 gyms now, and there's always a girl with dreadlocks who's just talking to people all the time.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Just like talking. Just sort of like a hippie type of white woman.
Oh, okay.
Just like talking to everybody. Yeah.
What gym do you go to now?
I'm at Fitness 19.
And what's the address and what time?
No, I was just curious because we used to be both Gold's guys.
Are you a Gold's guy?
I'm still sell my membership, but I haven't gone.
I love Fitness 19. It's so smart. Open a gym, 19 hours a day.
Is that really why it's called that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was because you have to be 19 to go.
Oh, I thought it was because you're trying to get as fit as a 19-year-old.
That why I'm not going to say it.
If I had my sorry, oh my God, I'd kill to be as fit as a 19-year-old.
Right. What I'm saying, I had a joke. I was locked and loaded.
Well, 19 is legal, so it doesn't even make sense.
No, I was. I'll tell the joke.
Well, what is it?
Where I was going to go up. Y'all got a Fitness 14?
Clay, that's mean.
Yeah,
mean to the 14-year-old. In question.
Yeah, they just wanted a ride. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Clay.
Dude. I'm too tired to fucking do these pedophile bits.
Yeah. Why?
I say don't do them.
Yeah, Clay.
I almost stopped myself.
Yeah.
I did have that little roadblock there.
Whatever. I'm always on your side, no matter what.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Rod, it. Rod, you can learn something there.
Rod, did you ever play tennis on your private tennis court that you probably had in your castle that you grew up in?
I've played tennis a handful of times.
What was it like?
It's just kind of fun. It's like a nice time. You hit the ball back and forth for a little bit.
I know what it is, but
well, then you get bored of it.
A year ago, you know how they do that? Yeah.
Oh.
They go. You. Go.
Oh.
Hoot. Do you remember the girl that we used to live by who would go?
You don't put me in my ass. Yeah, I didn't hear that, but.
We used to live next door to a girl who through the wall you could hear having sex with her boyfriend, and she'd go,
you like that?
And he'd go,
yeah.
And then she'd go, you gonna lick me, please?
That's romantic.
And he goes, yes, ma'am.
And he goes, yep. And then she'd go, you gonna Kim? And he'd go,
yeah.
And she goes, oh, I love your milky white. That's what she would always say. I love that milky white.
Oh, wow. That's like a. That's
an old joke of
mine.
That's
an old bit.
That's an old story, but it's the truth.
Was that a stand-up bit that you did?
Yeah.
In the Milky Way.
And I would have dreams at night that I was, this is when I was like 18, that I was having sex and she was saying all of this, or whoever I was having sex with would be saying all this stuff. And then I would wake up and it would just be my neighbor through the wall saying it. Isn't that weird, Rod?
No, that seems like that makes sense.
I also had a dream that once that I was James Bond and I had to pee on a wall to get into a safe and then I just peed in real life.
I think James Bond did have to do that in the newest movie, right?
Yeah.
Man, I have dreams where I piss and shit and I wake up going, I dodged a bullet there.
I used to have dreams this was like really common that I would be shitting in the toilet and it would get filled with the shit.
That's that's an actual dream, dude.
That's your dream. You want that to actually happen?
How satisfying would that be?
To fill it with shit?
Ah!
I've always thought it'd be cool if you could piss enough to just fill it all, fill it to the brim.
Listen, I don't want to get too brown here, but you ever, like, sort of had to shit, and you take a shit, and it's a lot more than you're expecting?
Yeah,
well, and you're like, that's a fucking blast.
Where was that?
What the hell?
You yeah, sometimes I shit so much, you're like, where's this all come from? How's this work?
It comes from the ass.
It comes from the asshole.
Where's this all? Where's this all fit?
I need. My name's Cornholio. I need toilet paper for my asshole. Yeah, that's crazy, man. The older I get, the longer I pee. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I pee for 14 minutes at some time.
Dude, I'm so hungry. I have a headache. Isn't that crazy?
Clay, you should have eaten some of my yogurt.
I'm saving my calories for fucking dinner.
Yogurt's like 100 calories?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude. And also, like, yogurts are going to be like, I might as well just swallow my spit at that point.
Clay!
Sorry, dude.
Yogurt's not that bad.
But yogurt's delicious. Oh, my
God. Yeah, yogurt it feels like just like drinking
Chobani.
Tap water. It's basically drinking
you
tap
got Chobani?
You're basically drinking tap water.
Yeah, Greek dude, yogurt?
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, man. Did you ever hear about that thing with the Chobani yogurt owner who sold the company and gave everybody like $50,000
of yogurt?
Yogurt coupons, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, goes, $50,000 no, cash. You promised us $50,000. You have $50,000 of yogurt. What does that mean?
Well, the truck's on the way. Their people's lives are ruined because their houses get filled with yogurt.
Yeah, where's the cups?
No, it's loose.
Oh, loose. It's just loose yogurt?
Yeah.
I'm giving you the loose bits.
I remember one time there was this terrifying accident on the freeway, and I was walking over the bridge, over the freeway, and it was a... This is how stupid I am.
Oh, boy.
It was like a gasoline truck that exploded, and gasoline was spraying everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And there was, like, a guy, nobody was killed or anything, but there was a guy in his car who was, like, got out and he had, like, blood on his face. And then he was, like, helping somebody else out of their car. It was, like, 8 people. And then the guy in the truck crawled out and the whole freeway was covered in, like, white gasoline. It looked white.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, somebody came up to me and was, like, what happened? I was, like, I don't know. I guess a milk truck fell over and exploded. There's milk everywhere.
I had a similar thing.
And the guy goes, it smells like gasoline. And I go, huh, I wonder why. Yeah, no, these people are slipping everywhere on this milk.
Milk everywhere.
I did the same thing where I was driving and we were on the freeway and I just saw a big tank, like a big thing holding gasoline. And, you know, it's like they're round and silver and they're big. And on the back, they're advertising coffee. And I go, that's a shitload of coffee in there. And I go, Clay, think it through.
That's stupid. You're dumber than me.
Damn it. That's not what I was trying to get across.
No, you're dumber than me.
Guess what?
What?
We've already done 47. Can you believe it?
We did it?
What time do we leave? I mean, we can do more. I don't care. We had no
what time is it?
It is 5, the phone, 6:13.
Well, here's what I'll say in closing.
Okay.
This Red Rocket movie is my favorite movie of the year.
Okay.
I haven't loved any of these other movies.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Not even Cruella?
That was a long time ago.
Well, you really
I had a blast at Cruella.
You really liked that Dune.
I had a blast at Dune. No, I had a blast at a lot of movies. But this Red Rocket movie was inspiring and cool.
Yeah.
And it was Bausch.
It was Bausch.
And it was a yeah.
Yeah.
So, I give it a 10 out of 10.
I give it 10 gang gangs. That's
ooh,
my new thing.
Yeah. Rod?
I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10 even though I don't think I can see it.
Why?
Well,
because you'll get too horny?
I'm going to get too horny.
Okay. Cool.
I guess I'll play us out.
So, guys, make sure you see which show.
I'll go to my show at the fucking Lodge Room. There's a lot of tickets for that. There's a lot of tickets for that San Francisco show. So, go to that and go to all these other shows.
And guess what? Me and Clay... We might go to the
they'll be there in San Francisco. I'll get we'll get a cool hotel.
When's the San Francisco date?
December 5th. And Clay and Rod and I will do a meet and greet.
Yeah, we'll meet and greet you in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So you, you can tell us all your favorite tech stories, and we'll...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bye, gang.
Later, everyone.